Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the dealio? Permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Thanks so much for being with us on a fine Thursday. And tis the season. Back to school. The fall is when you restart, I think, a lot of your motors, a lot of your wheels in motion. New business opportunities, new work opportunities. Summer is done, and so you need new tools, new resources. And this is when new clothes are out, new technology is out, new sneakers are out, and new phones are out. And joining us here in studio, one of our favorite guests ever. She is tech princess. She is gadget guru. She is everything. She's Katie Linadal. Katie, how are you?
Oh, my goodness. So good to be back. It's been a hot second.
It has
been. And so much has happened in that hot second. I go on to Instagram, and dude, you're on a boat getting married,
yeah.
And then you're in Bermuda.
Yeah.
Wow, congratulations.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that kind of came out of nowhere, huh?
Seriously.
I didn't really want to build it up. Obviously, it was in play for a couple of months. We had kind of planned it starting back in like January and February, but we had started putting it in motion, and then suddenly, yeah, I just kind of put photos out there and people said, oh, wow, I didn't know you were getting married.
I mean, literally, I was with a bunch of my friends. They're like, DA has a girlfriend? No one knew anything.
No one knew. He's married. Yeah, can you believe it?
Congrats.
Thank you.
I brought you a gift.
Is that right?
I did. I brought you all a gift because if you're on the DA team, everybody wins.
It's so true.
And we know that the crew is the most integral part to a successful show, right?
Absolutely right.
So what I brought you, well, I have a gadget for you, but I'll save that for next appearance. I brought you each, not a piece of crack pie, which is a New York iconic pie. It's kind of an ooey-gooey southern pie. It's one of the most known. Have you guys heard of this from
Crack
Bar?
Pie? No.
Crack Pie. It's legacy in New York City. So I went last night, and usually you get a slice. I brought you each your own crack pie.
Oh, look at this. Look at this. Yep. Crack pie.
Everybody gets a pie. Okay. You're going to gain like 50 pounds.
She's better than Oprah. You get a pie. You get a pie. You get a pie.
Everybody gets a pie. You have just won over everybody forever.
Well, you looked really good and fit. And your wife is phenomenal.
Thank you.
Congratulations on life, literally, right there.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
But now you just need to gain some weight.
Yeah, that's
kind of the best treat in New York City.
That's the place. So you got a crack pie.
Yeah,
for
I got
us.
A whole bag of crack pies.
You're also wearing such a hysterical t-shirt. You're wearing Joe Kelly Fight Club.
This is true.
A Boston Red Sox shirt with the two baseball bats going across it.
This was dangerous hopping on the subway this morning. I'm not going to lie.
Because you've got family in Boston. You're a big Sox fan.
Absolutely. Going for the AL clinch. Come on, AL East.
Yeah, that's Mraz's arch nemesis over there as a Yankees fan.
But you can respect that I'm wearing a Joe Kelly Fight Club. Like, for a guy that you thought was your accountant to throw down the way he did, that goes down. That's like bigger than Pacers Pistons brawl. Like, that is legacy top fights of all time.
Yeah, he's not exactly a guy you'd look at and go, that guy's going to beat me up. But yeah, right. Absolutely. A little toughness behind the nerdy face he's got there.
I mean, let's all hope that you guys get one another in the ALDS because we are all rooting for the Red Sox to just shove it in the pie hole, the crack pie hole.
The crack pie hole.
Of the Yankees and Mraz because this guy's been oinking all year about guaranteeing a World Series bid and rolling right through the Red Sox. So we hope that you smash them.
Yeah. Bring it on. I mean, last night wasn't so great, but bring it on.
I'm not going to talk trash when I got crack pie in my face.
True.
Katie Linadal joins us here in studio. So I thought about you when I heard the new iPhones were coming out.
Oh, yes.
Because I am in the market for a new iPhone.
Ooh, due for an upgrade.
And I'm saying I don't know which one to get. And so I said, this is perfect. Katie's coming in to let me know. What should I do?
Oh, my goodness. So we know three phones were announced, which is always a luxury. And I call it being in the tech world, it's like getting a golden ticket when you get to test out the iPhones early. So I have them in hands.
Okay.
Been giving them a serious run through.
Wow.
And so there's the S that you want to say XS, XS, XS Max, and then also the XR. And I personally, I like the bigger screen. Okay. This is so subjective. It depends on the person. But I personally am going for the XS Max. And I think, you know, everything, the integral upgrades are expected, a faster processor, better cameras, and more water resistant, more durable than ever. We all anticipated this, but it depends on what you're due for in terms of an upgrade. And the XR is like $250, $300 less expensive than the higher end models. And it's still a really great phone.
Okay.
So I'm kind of encouraging people, like if you just want an awesome phone, you want to save a few hundred bucks, you might want to go on the XR.
And is the camera as good in all of them?
Yeah, the camera is the true depth camera in all three. And what I love about it, this is kind of nerdy, but if you really want to take professional shots, I posted a video on YouTube because one of my favorite features right now, it's called depth control. You can literally take a photo in portrait mode. Those people that have an iPhone are familiar with this. And then you can control the blurriness of the background.
Mm.
It looks like a professional shot. And like I shoot on DSLR and I've been using high-end cameras for my job for years. And to control the aperture and the f-stop, like these are verbiage that it you know, you have to know what you're doing in photography. This is a feature that I was blown away by. And I took it to my nephew's soccer game, and I got the most incredible shots. My sister was literally like, this is better than a professional photographer.
And you can do those on all three of those
all
iPhone
versions?
All the new
10s, yes.
Oh, wow, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Are they all out now, or do you have to wait till October?
Start tomorrow.
Okay.
But it's already looking, I checked it this morning, it's already looking like you're going to pick up in October if you start ordering now. Like, it's already a little backed up.
Yeah.
And actually, the XR is not out until October as well. So the XS Max, the bigger one, it's the biggest iPhone they've ever put out to date in terms of screen size. Those are out right now.
What tomorrow. Do you think about this new dongle thing where you have to buy the dongle with the phone? It doesn't have a jack for your headphones. People are very upset about this.
As they should be. I think, you know, those little components that cost, what, about a quarter to make? Throw it in the box. And I have to tell you, like, I'm an Apple girl. You know, my whole family's in the ecosystem, so I continue to stay on it. And I like their products. I really do. But even with my MacBook, I don't have a USB port.
Right.
So I had to buy, and I was paranoid, so I bought two. I had to buy, like, two $90 devices then at the time to be able to plug a USB any device into my freaking laptop. Like, give me the $20 for free. How much money I've spent? And speaking of, a lot of people not happy about the price point here because the phone that I want, the XS Max, it's $1,500 for the storage.
Whoa.
That's without taxes. So I grew up very blue collar. I know that even my life is in technology. These are expensive gadgets. So I see that.
Katie Linedahl joins us in studio. You grew up on ox roast.
I did. Hands down. What? You throw some like government cheese style on that, it's even better. You know the real good yellow cheese?
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, it's the best.
Oh, yeah.
We call it government cheese.
Did you have any ox roast over the summer?
I think I did. I think we have
It's like a nice barbecue.
Right.
Outdoor picnic type of meal, right?
Yeah.
Which is like roasted ox in a can.
You know, I didn't know I thought that was ox too. It's new. It's French. It's yeah. Ox roast.
It's pronounced ox
raw. Can you imagine?
Now,
non-GMO.
Organic ox roast is what we're looking at as you grew up in the...
grass-fed.
In Pennsylvania. So let me ask you this.
Yes.
If you're going to buy a new phone, you're going to have to trade in your old stuff or do something with your old equipment.
Yes,
so
thank
what do you
for
do?
Bringing that up. So that's probably one of the biggest questions I get in tech is like, where do I get rid of my old phone,
yeah,
my
don't
old
just,
tablet?
Like storing your phone in your top drawer always seems like, should I really be doing this?
And it's a crazy statistic because there's legitimately, so I partnered with a company called Declutter and I use it and I love it because it's where you cash in all your old tech. And they gave me a stat, $33 billion worth of unwanted tech is laying around in American households.
Oh my God.
Cash in people.
Yeah.
So this is the easy way. It's fast. It's free. And they call it the lazy man's eBay. You can go on, and if you have an old smartphone, it doesn't matter if it's an iPhone, an Android, even gaming consoles, old DVDs, CDs, you can cash in. And typically, especially with things like iPhone, they sell 40% higher than other places because there's a lot of places you can cash in. Now, use Declutter.
Ooh, this sounds good. Declutter, D-E-C-L-U-T-T-E-R.
Cut out the last E, so it's T-T-R.
Okay, declutter, yep. No last E, declutter.com.
Over 5 million customers paid out over $250 million.
Wow.
I cashed in a ton of junk, too, like old Blu-rays, and they even take things like Legos.
Really?
You can cash in pounds of Legos.
Oh, this is awesome.
Right?
So what, you just send away, or you sign up, and then they send you like a package, then you just stuff all your stuff in the package, send it out?
Exactly. And they even give you a prepaid shipping label. It's so easy to, you just check off the items you have, you put what kind of condition it is, and you don't have to take photos of it. You know, like when you're using eBay, you got to get all specific. Yep. It's all about the lighting. They do it all for you.
Oh, that's so nice.
And it's also, I think it's really great that they're recycling the tech. Like what they do is they refurbish or they recycle responsibly. And I think that's important. There's so much technology out there. Yeah. You don't want to just be thrown out to landfill.
Yeah, that's really cool. All right, very cool. Did you run across anything school related for kids going back to school in September, October, even August, where, I don't know, there's something that maybe parents right now listening or kids listening would say, oh, that's kind of a good idea. I'm looking for something like that.
In terms of like a great laptop or...
Yeah, technologically, I think kids are using gadgets and electronics and technology so much
more often. Oh my gosh,
more
than ever. And I think it's remarkable now that even the price points that you can get a great kid's laptop at. I mean, you can really get something, you know, the $300, $400 range that's going to last 5-6 years. But I did put a ton of gadgets, and I'll be posting a lot more back to school on my website, katielinendahl.com. If you saw my lab right now in terms of testing robots, like I have a Today Show appearance this Friday on just strictly robots, and it is insane. So I am constantly nonstop.
You're testing robots.
It's been nuts, DA. I have like a telepresence bot that's turning on randomly in my duplex. Like it's crazy. So if you're looking for specifically back to school, stay tuned because I'll be putting up a whole back to school section, a carousel.
Oh, that is amazing. Yeah. So you just got like a bunch of Johnny Five short circuits rolling around your duplex?
I do. You know, there's no shortage. Point is, no shortage of testing out the latest and greatest techs. And my niece and my nephew, they're like my integral toy testers, too. And also practical testers. They're 9, 6, and 4 now. So they're always testing the latest kids' stuff. So,
Katie, tuned. No disassemble. No disassemble.
Johnny Five.
Alive. When we come back, would you stick around?
Absolutely.
Okay, because I got more questions to ask you because there's a really great cause that is being celebrated this month that we need to talk about.
Yes.
And one of our memes here on the show that our listeners have kind of flocked to is, I may look like Drake. And so we will discuss this coming up here next. DA, Katie Lindahl in studio here on CBS Sports Radio.
We are the glitch in the simulation.
We had a meat that I didn't even know didn't exist in the outside world. It's called ox roast. And I ate it like my whole childhood. And then I'm like, is that like a made up meat?
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports. Super Bowl season continues this Sunday when Denver battles Baltimore. Oakland meets Miami. Buffalo heads to Minnesota. Cincinnati collides with Carolina. Tennessee takes on Jacksonville and the City of Angels. The Chargers clash with the Rams. The day kicks off with the NFL Today, presented by Jeep at 12 Eastern on CBS. That's the voice of our tech guru, gadget guru, tech princess, Katie Lindahl here on the show. She loves ox roast.
And I love all these royal titles.
Yeah, well, you've
last
earned them all.
Last time you dubbed me the queen of ox roast.
The queen.
I was like, you know, really, when you're little and you're a girl, you want to be the princess of ox roast. Something I was gunning for my whole life.
Joe tweets in, interestingly, Katie, the company that sells ox roast got a hard time for the FDA to call the product ox roast since it contains no oxen. I prefer it, though, with provolone, but I'll have to try it now with yellow cheese.
Ooh, a little pepper jack, sir.
Pepper jack.
Never heard anyone.
Coach D. Poe, a longtime D-Alien, tweets in, I'm just checking in from Erie, PA.
Thank you.
Ox roast and pepperoni balls.
Oh, my
Katie
gosh.
Knows what's up.
Pepperoni balls with a little sugar? That was how you tailgate. Even high school football games, you hit those pepperoni balls and you hit them hard.
What is a pepperoni ball?
You never had a pepperoni ball?
No.
See, I don't even know these things aren't this isn't widespread knowledge to me.
I feel like Erie, PA is kind of like a candy land of some type of meats.
Yeah. We're proud of things like Oxrose and Evil Genius, okay? We just bring in our A game.
So a
pepperoni ball is like this dough-filled ball with pepperoni.
I like a nice firm ball.
Okay, so it's a dough-filled ball. So like a... Kind of like a rice ball, but pepperoni's in the middle.
It's one of those things, though, that's kind of an enigma. Because as soon as you, like, open it up, the steam starts to kind of emanate from said ball. And it just, it feels glorious in your mouth. Like, it is really, really good.
Jason tweets, and I've got two boys, 9 and 7, who want to make a short walk to school. Is there an electronic gadget that you know of that I can track them to and from? Now you're going to be doing kind of back-to-school stuff on your website coming up, so should we just direct them there?
And certainly, like, the first thing that comes off my head, there's a lot of different options, like Tile, of little, I don't want to say a chip, but essentially it is a chip, that you can kind of put on a backpack that you can see where they're at all times. And it's almost, you could do the same thing putting it on your keys or I'm putting it in the backpack, however you want to do that, but check that out because that's a nice little option.
Very cool. Steve tweets, ox roast on the mothership? Yes, please. Hashtag my eerie. So you also are, I mean, you're amazing because you have so many different causes and places that you go and travel and so many different layers to your career and your life. And one of the things that is really, really close to your heart is pediatric cancer research.
Yes.
And this is a big month for that, right?
Big month. It's actually Pediatric Cancer Awareness Month in September, and it's symbolized by going gold. That's the color for it. And I've spent now 7-8 years and as a volunteer in the space for pediatric cancer. And I've shared this story with you before, but one of my little besties named Cole Winnefeld, he passed away. It'll be 3 years ago now, just a couple months ago. And in honor of him and his legacy, we set up the Bat Cole Foundation. And what we do, it's really neat. We are always in a push. It's not just about September. It is year-round. But especially this month, we're just pushing the awareness out there. There's so many different kinds of childhood cancer and so many different kids that are affected by it. The numbers are staggering. And it's right now we're doing the really cool stuff. Not only do we raise money for clinical trials, which actually helped keep Cole alive for 5 extra happy, happy years, but we work with HP. It's one of our partners, and they use high-tech printing. We go into select hospitals, and now we have a waiting list, which is really incredible.
Wow.
And bittersweet. We do hospital room makeovers.
Yeah.
So every room is themed out differently, from like superheroes to underwater to forest creatures. And imagine being in a sterile hospital environment when you're a child going through this treatment. And now they have these amazing rooms done by HP printing technology that are completely decked out and made over. And there's been a lot of tears in this process, but it's just been such a bittersweet homage to Cole and, again, his legacy. And then the other thing that I'm doing, we've talked about VR in the past and how that's been played so much into sports too, but we are actually using VR in hospitals to get kids' mind off. I call it distraction technology. So we put on a number of different programs, whether it be Netflix or whether it be, I always use the underwater example because it's my favorite, but there's so many different things. They can be on a roller coaster, they can be on go-karts in virtual reality while they're waiting out those long days of treatment. So it's really been a challenging project, but the doctors and the staff and the kids have been amazed. And I'm just going through this new upgrade of brand new headsets to, again, select hospitals. There's no cost for the hospitals. It's something we as the foundation and HP donate with our time and our efforts. And it's been amazing. So thank you for letting me talk about that.
I love the idea of redoing a hospital room or an environment for a child, because I'm on the board of the Rooms to Dream Foundation.
Ah.
And that is a foundation that does the same exact thing for bedrooms of those children with terminal illnesses.
Oh, my goodness.
And
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so they're in their bedroom. They have to spend so much time there. It's either that or the hospital. And so when I was working in Boston, I had a connection because it's based out of Boston, and began working with them very closely and began on the board of advisory. And it is so cool because these young people, if they love Legos, if they love sports, if they love princesses or outer space, they redesign the room to be just like that.
I love this.
So that these children who have to spend so much time there are in this wonderful space, because you know what? If your mind is healthy, oftentimes it helps your body be healthy. And it's a
big deal.
It's a huge deal. So that is such a cool cause that
and
you
please
guys are doing.
Let me know. Like I always say with the projects that we're working on, I've learned so much, and we're typically one of the first out of the gate to do these kind of new VR programs and even use this high-tech printing process. Any way I can help, I'm open source. So please let me know if we can connect you with HP and what we're doing, and happy to share the knowledge.
That is very cool. Katie Lindendahl joins us here in studio. Did you also want to mention your Apple Watch?
Oh, my gosh. I forgot to. Like, we're talking about new iPhones.
Yeah.
And I'm one of the first in the world to be testing out the new Apple Watch, which I think is really cool for two reasons, just for anybody interested in upgrading or getting an Apple Watch. I think it does a great job of tracking your activity and holding you accountable to steps per day or hitting your fitness calories. But now there's two new features. You can actually get a readout, an EKG that is FDA cleared. That'll be new to it's coming in a software push, which is pretty remarkable.
We should have had this on Mraz when he went in his Giants rant the other day and see what the EKG.
Well, you can get an instant heart rate readout, which is so crazy.
They would have put me in an ambulance right away.
call emergency services. Yeah, yes. Swipe that dial. Right. Absolutely. But also, maybe also applicable, there's also a feature that if you fall, there's fall detection. So if, say, you're a senior citizen and you have a fall, falls can be terrible. And it'll actually note from the sensors and the different technology hidden behind the scenes that fall has, if you are on the ground, you can swipe to say, yes, call emergency services, or that you're fine.
Yeah.
I think that's amazing.
It's huge. It's like the old I fall and I can't get up commercial.
Yeah, got high tech.
Yeah, got real high tech.
Right.
Yeah. Remember how big those were back in the early 90s?
It was that was
t-shirts
like,
that said that.
Wow, we could do like a compilation of all the stuff that was low tech, that like the shake weight.
Right.
You know, the shake weight, I fall and I can't get up, the clapper.
The clapper, yep, Chia pet. Yeah.
Man, some good ones.
We had a meme going on online because when Mraz did that Giants rant the other day, a lot of different online services picked it up and it went kind of viral and whatnot. And a lot of people that listened to the show and then didn't listen to the show started saying, we saw this big commentary under the thread of all of these, that's Mraz, Giants fan, yelling at Drake. And I guess that was me. So I want to show you.
Okay, show me.
Here's a picture that we put next to one another. We tweeted this out as well.
Guys.
DA on CBS.
It's pretty good.
I think it's younger Drake. Because Drake now, I think, he's looking a little older than I do. Mraz, what do you think about this?
Same smile for sure.
There might be something in the eyes, too.
Might be something in the eyes. And I actually think when you came back from your honeymoon, you had that beard I was bashing. If you brought that back, I think you really would start to make a Drake look there. We'll put you front row to Raptors game. I think you got it nailed.
If I just act really obnoxious at a Raptors game, will they think I'm Drake?
DA, it's amazing. When I was reading the thread and people calling you Drake, I actually Googled, like, is there another Drake? I'm like, there's no way DA looks like Drake. And now that you see it, I think they're onto something. I've been working with, you know, Drake's doppelganger all these years.
Who discovered this?
This was one of our listeners that just added it, and then a bunch of people kept saying, oh, and they just kept kind of like building on it.
That's Drake and Humpty Dumpty. Being Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah, Drake and Humpty Dumpty. That could be the name of our new show.
It's Drake and Humpty on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm going to stick with DA. I'm partial. Very partial.
Old school.
So you can check out that comparison right now online.
It's DA pretty strong,
on
you
CBS
guys.
On Twitter. More tweets coming in. Andrew tweets, ox roast, pet balls, and Greek fries all day.
Oh, my gosh. Greek fries. Andrew? Was that Andrew?
Yeah.
Killed it. Nailed it.
What's Greek fries?
Oh, Greek fries? Really?
I think I just got to do a Nomad in Erie.
Seriously, we should just do a road trip.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I could go all day.
What's Greek fries?
They're like a curly fry with like a meat sauce on top and add some cheese. They're also great at the Greek church picnics. Strong.
This is awesome. Nate tweets, greetings from Erie. If you're going to bring ox roast and pet balls to the party, don't forget the sponge candy for dessert.
Sponge candy.
What's sponge candy?
There's a place called Romolo's in Erie, Pennsylvania that makes really great sponge candy. It's like I'll bring some in for Christmas.
Okay. Right.
Sells like hotcakes. Except it's sponge candy, not hotcakes.
Dan tweets, DA, our G League basketball team was called the Erie Pepperoni Balls for a promotion last season. It was our largest attendance of the year. Is that true?
Who was that, Dan?
Yeah.
Dan, get me a shirt, man.
The Erie Pepperoni Balls?
That
was their G League
is
team.
Awesome. Forget the Erie Seawolves. We love them. We love them. But nothing holds a candle to the Erie Pep Balls.
Wow. Rob tweets, from Fairview, Erie County, PA, roast, pet balls, sponge candy, and Presque Isle.
Presque Isle, where the home of Sarah's Ice Cream. They do an orange sherbet, and it comes in just one size. Erie, PA style, extra, 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 extra large, and you hit it hard. Twinkle coat, Jimmy style, done. I got them all. This is fantastic. This is one of the best days of my life.
Did you ever run for Homecoming Princess or Miss Erie County?
I was on the homecoming court.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I feel like
I
you
was,
are...
I had a light-up dress. My mom engineered it before, like, Katy Perry did 10 years later. Okay?
Yeah.
I just like to say that.
I mean, you... I mean, I feel like you are the greatest ambassador for Erie ever. Ever. This makes me really want to go to Erie. And it's not that far a drive from here.
I right? like that. I like that it wasn't evil genius that drove you to desire to make the road trip.
No, it's sponge candy and pet balls.
Strong.
Where can our listeners check out your back to school options?
Oh my goodness. Yes, thank you. I will be posting that on katielinendahl.com. That's my website. And of course, I always am very active on social media at Katie Linendahl on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Very easy to find. Katie is really one of our favorites around here to have on. She is always a very integral part of the show, part of the family around here. And Bogush, have you eaten your crack pie yet?
I brought you one. You know that, right?
Thank you in advance.
You got it.
It'll be eaten by 11 o'clock. And I just looked up sponge candy, and I'm going to need some of that as well. Chocolate covered? Is that the correct way to eat it?
I am going to bring you guys so much sponge candy.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to that.
Christmas coming, the holidays coming. Well, because you always come in to give us holiday gift ideas.
Oh, well, first, DA, pump the brakes. We have a Halloween special.
Oh, yeah, right. The Halloween special's coming up.
Yes.
The annual Halloween special, which we all need costumes
again. You
guys, again.
It's going to be big.
That's right. So we have you coming in for Halloween, which is in like 3 weeks. We'll have you back.
That's
going
to be huge. Oh, I had to give us Romolo chocolates and Stefanelli's candies in Erie, PA, known for the sponge candy. I just had to do, you know, I didn't want to do a disservice. Sorry.
Candy.
Get it. Oh my gosh, wait, I should bring in sponge candy for Halloween.
Yeah,
it's all coming together.
It is all coming together.
Look at this.
So we'll see you in a couple weeks for the Halloween episode.
Are we dressing up?
Yes, we are absolutely.
Yeah, have to.
It's the new tradition after last year. When you come in, this is the day that
I
we dress up.
I couldn't get past security last year.
You and us both. I mean,
and then I had to go to a business meeting dressed as a tiger.
They still
an RIT tiger. I acted like, okay, I had nothing on too. I was like, what's up, guys? Staring at me.
Yeah, I'm just here for the business meeting. You're dressed as a tiger.
You guys were all strong performances last year.
It was really good. That was good. So we'll do that again.
Yes.
Katie Linendahl joining us here in studio. As always, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
When we come back here on the show, a little sound check, your best audio of the day, including Jordan Matthews discussing the only thing you're allowed to do in Buffalo. Make children. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
This is CBS.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Take the DA Show with you wherever you go. On your phone, it's the CBS Sports app. It's the radio.com app, and it's Apple Music. You can also watch us on your device at watchda.com. This fantasy prediction is brought to you by FanDuel. Quincy Anunua coming up tonight, Thursday Night Football. Jets receiver who Sam Darnold is falling in love with as a rookie quarterback has 7 catches, 92 yards, was targeted 11 times last week. He's got 13 catches for 155 yards and a touchdown through just 2 weeks of the season. This NFL season, there's more ways to win on FanDuel, like the all-new Guru tool to help you guide you through picking your lineup using data-driven strategies. Get a $20 bonus when you make your first deposit today at FanDuel.com. Thanks for being with us, DA, with you here on CBS Sports Radio. I got to tell you, I am really all in on a road trip to Erie. Requiem for Oblivion tweets, I love all of this love for Erie. We are huge fans of sports and ox roast, sponge candy, and pep balls. Yep, we're all fat.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
We're all in. If you like sports and food, we will come to your city. Boise. They proved that. They've got lots of food. They really like sports. We said, okay, we'll come. Yeah, we're in on that. Sure, no problem. How can we get there? We'll be there coming up the first weekend in October. We're going to land Thursday night and then do the Friday morning show there. And then we're going to do the Monday morning show there. We're going to do Sunday morning football there and go to the game on Saturday night. So we are all types of fired up for our trip out to Boise and our friends at 93.1 The Ticket coming up here in just a couple of weeks. You can always tweet at me, DA on CBS, coming up on tonight's Thursday Night Football. As we mentioned, it's Browns and Jets. I began the show asking, if you could buy stock in the next 5 years, would you buy on the Jets or would you buy on the Browns if you couldn't buy both? Dixie Landan tweets, give me the Browns for two reasons. Number one, Hugh Jackson's going to get fired anyway for being a horrible coach, and just about anybody is an upgrade. Number two, their roster is good enough to compete with anybody in the AFC North. The Steelers are down and the others are treading water. I like the Browns roster over the next 5 years better than I like the Jets roster. But right now, I've got to say I like Darnold better than Baker Mayfield until we see Mayfield on the field. And I really liked him coming out of the draft as well anyway before we've even seen Sam Darnold on the field. And I'll take Todd Bowles over Hugh, and I'll take the Johnsons over, I'll take the Haslams. But I think there's reasons to believe in both over the next 5 years. But, man, I've been sucked into Browns optimism before.
Brandon Wheaton's a bum. Colt McCoy's going to be gone. Jason Campbell we just signed, he's a bum.
Matt tweets, if the Jets lose tonight, you have to wonder if Todd Bowles is the right man to lead the Jets going forward. I'm not saying fire him after the game. I'm saying, you know what, if they need to turn things around, what do they do? If the Jets lose tonight, you can't make a snap decision like that. Oh, my God, you lost the Browns. You're not the right guy. But yes, if the Jets don't want to be and Bowles doesn't want to be the coach or the team that finally loses to the Browns. The Browns have not won in 2 years. They haven't won in 2 years. They went 0-16 last year. They're 0-1-1 this year. They're creeping closer but haven't won. You don't want to be the team that they break the streak against. Our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Everyone, there's a quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Get it all. Geico.com. Time for sound check.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Everyone's talking about Ryan Fitzpatrick as he's throwing for touchdowns and big bombs for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But there's another Fitzpatrick that wants to trademark Fitzmagic, and that would be Dolphins safety Minka Fitzpatrick, who has seen backlash after he applied for the trademark Fitzmagic.
He's a great football player. I mean, if he wants it, you can contact me, my people, and he can have it if he wants it.
So you're giving him permission to use the license name?
If he wants it, he can take it. He's got to talk to me and help it out, whatever, whatever. But I really don't think it was as big of a deal as people made it out to be. Like I said earlier, if he wanted it, I'm sure he could have made it up at some point or used it at some point.
Let's read this, okay? Let's read the situation. Ryan Fitzpatrick was the origin of Fitzmagic when he was throwing for a bunch of yards and winning games for the Buffalo Bills years ago. People said it. It was never trademarked. Fitzpatrick becomes a bum. He's a bozo. He's a hobo. He's not supposed to be playing football anymore. And then Jameis gets popped. And so Fitz is in, and everyone thinks they're going to be terrible. And suddenly, Fitzpatrick has two great games. And Minka Fitzpatrick, who no one has ever said Fitzmagic about, applies for the trademark. Let's ask this question. Why did this happen? Because the team Fitzpatrick, Minka Fitzpatrick, said we should take advantage of this right now because Ryan is getting all the love. Right? They're not doing this a month ago. They're not doing this in the offseason. They're not doing this last year when Ryan Fitzpatrick is a bum. They're doing it now. So they were trying to capitalize now, probably on will trademark it and then he'll buy it. Also, does that sound like something a player would do or an agent would tell the player to do? My guess is the agent says, oh man, we're doing this Fitzmagic thing all over the NFL. People are talking about it. There's probably going to be like Fitzmagic t-shirts and giveaways at Buccaneers games. We should trademark that so that they have to buy it from us and then we have a cut of it. And Minka's in the middle of his football season going, all right. And now Minka has to answer the questions and is going, he can have it. Right? I mean, Mraz, doesn't this feel like an agent ploy to make some money off of Ryan Fitzpatrick's success right now?
Even worse than an agent, in the story, to delve deeper, it's more Fitzpatrick's mom who wanted to file the trademark and everything else, and claiming this is what she's been calling her baby boy since she was in junior high and stuff. And now the mom is also taking to Instagram to defend all the ridiculous people bashing Minka, that they don't understand that she had this in the works forever. This is we see this all the time with players' moms these days. Mom looking and realizes, oh, this is a good idea that I couldn't come up with because I'm managing my son and I never have an original idea, and now I'm going to just try to collect on somebody else's success.
Well, as the great Jody Mack would say, I mean, good for her. God bless. But this definitely happens timing-wise because Ryan Fitzpatrick is good. Where was this trademark last year?
If the Bucs got blown out in week one, we don't even see this trademark yet.
There's
no
way.
Chance.
No way. God bless. Good for her. John Gruden says it's just really hard to find a good pass rush.
It's hard to find a great one. It's hard to find a good one. It's hard to find one. You just said it. And, you know, college football now, they're not really dropping back to pass and throwing footballs anymore. They're throwing laterals and they're throwing bubble screens and they're running read options. So you got to train these guys. It takes a little bit of time to learn how to rush the passer. And we got some guys that are in that process right now.
The end of last week's game against the Broncos, Denver trailing but going down the field pretty methodically, picking up first down, setting themselves up for a game-winning field goal. And I thought of that moment in time, boy, the Raiders could really use an elite pass rusher. And you just heard John Gruden mention it right there. It's really hard to find one. It's hard to find a good one, let alone a great one. And right now, if only the Raiders could have found or would have developed a great pass rusher, maybe they're 1-1. Maybe their season feels a lot different. Maybe the Raiders even win week number one and they're 2-0. I don't know. I just know it's so hard because the Raiders have tried so hard for so long to find a great pass rusher, and they can't find one. I don't know where they're going to find one. Maybe they could trade for one or something like that. Maybe they can trade like two number ones and then pay a guy a lot of money to be a great pass rusher, but it's just so hard to find them. And when you find them, you just can't let them go. So I don't know where John Gruden's going to find a great pass rusher, but hopefully he can try to find one somewhere, because, you know, the Raiders would be better with one. And if you have one, obviously you can't let it go. So you just have to try to lock them up. I mean, definitely if you have one, you should probably call him on the phone when you take over the job, I would say. At least let him know that you're really interested in him being a member of the team. But it's either here nor there, because where could the Raiders possibly find a great pass rusher? And finally, Jordan Matthews spent a year in Buffalo. He was a member of the Bills last year, and now he has a young child. How did that happen?
When I was in Buffalo, there's like nothing to do there except have fun with your wife. So then she got pregnant. So we always say we got a Buffalo baby. Ain't nothing to do there except each other.
There ain't nothing to do there except each other.
She's a bad girl, David.
What do you think about that being a new series of T-shirts for Bills Mafia? Nothing to do here besides each other. Buffalo Bills. Hashtag Bills Mafia. We call it a Buffalo baby. Is that a thing? Do people just go to Buffalo for a short trip? Maybe have to do like 6 months at a company being transitioned? Maybe just have a long vacation and they go, oh, well, we got a Buffalo baby. I resent that commentary by Jordan Matthews. I have been to Buffalo. I enjoy Buffalo. I spent 4 years in Syracuse, which is basically Buffalo light. I do not appreciate the idea there is nothing to do in Buffalo besides each other.
Good for her.
Wow.
God bless.
God bless. A Buffalo baby, huh? Now, this could be said about a lot of places that have very wintry conditions. You can't go out during the winter, long stretches of darkness and snow, which is coming upon us, which I'm about to just want to walk off a bridge thinking about right now. But Jordan Matthews has a buffalo baby. Ain't nothing to do here except each other. And that is your sound check.
Good for her. Good for her. God bless.
Nate tweets, Erie, PA would love you guys to come host a show here. The support for you guys is great in Erie, and I can guarantee you Mraz will not run out of options to stuff his face with.
Chubbo.
Chris tweets, Fitzpatrick is also known as the Amish rifle here in Buffalo. Yeah, but he's not Amish. But boy, if there was something that really kind of showed diversity in the NFL, having an Amish starting quarterback would be amazing. I don't know how he would watch film. I don't know how he would travel to road trips on the West Coast. But I like the idea of an Amish quarterback. When we come back here on the show, will Aaron Rodgers be banged up all season?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.